Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, July 8, 2009. A Palestinian patient dies in Gaza due to the Israeli siege, while the military kidnaps civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Gaza man died on Wednesday after doctors were unable to treat him because of the lack of medical equipment due to the Israeli siege on the Strip. 44-year-old Abdel Halim Zorob was suffering from brain cancer. The Israeli military denied him permission to leave Gaza for the life-saving medical care he needed. Doctors tried to save his life, but due to the lack of equipment and needed medicine, his condition became worse until he was announced dead on Wednesday afternoon, medical sources reported. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza announced that with Zorob's death, the total number of patients who died due to the Israeli siege has now reached 349. Israel placed the Gaza Strip under total siege in June 2007. The military rarely allows patients to leave Gaza to receive medical care in the West Bank or Egypt. Elsewhere, the Israeli military kidnapped on Wednesday 13 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Israeli troops searched and ransacked homes in the cities of Ramallah in the central West Bank, Hebron in the south, and Nablus in the northern West Bank, local sources reported. All kidnapped were men and were taken to unknown military detention camps, the sources added. The Israeli military announced that all those kidnapped were on what it calls wanted list. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.